How you feeling with your increased role, given Sproles' injury?
I feel good. I mean, it feels like a regular week to me. I'm just dialing in on the game plan, everything that I got to do, and knowing it's going to be a heavier increase for the running back when we got to step up. Sproles was a vital guy to this offense, so we know all four of us have to step up and be ready to make some plays and take on a bigger load.
How valuable is the fact that three different guys, now with Darren out, still can make an impact for you and you can split up the roles as much?
I think it's very valuable. I mean, a lot of teams don't have three guys. Well, we had four at first that could go in and play and do a lot of things, but I definitely think we're in a better situation with one guy going down than having three that could come in and step in and take as much ownership of what Sproles did on our own.
This is Los Angeles team that they got two good pass rush ends, but teams haven't been able to run on them a little bit. What have you seen on film with the defensive?
I mean, they got a good defense. We've been watching them all week, and they might be 0-2, 0-3, but whatever's going on, they've been in the game. They haven't been getting blown out. They played the Chiefs as well as us. They have a good front. They got a good defense, and we know they're hungry for this game, so we got to come even hungrier and be ready for them to beat our best on that field that day. So we got to be our best.
Fans outside might say, how can he be as up for a non-conference team on the road than beating the Giants at home? How difficult or how easy is it for you guys to get just as easily excited for the Chargers?
I think we're just as excited because leaving there 3-1 feels a lot better than leaving there 2-2 heading into the next game. So we're definitely most concerned about the win, so that's what excites us. Ready to get this win, ready to be 3-1 and get back here and get on to the next one. But we know they're coming and we're not paying attention to the last game. The Giants is over, we're done celebrating, it's time to step it up, because that could be just as bad if we're worrying about that one and then come and get a lose on it. So it means a lot.
How much does it help to have a guy like Kenyon Barner back?
It feels good. Just a guy that's similar to the system and knows how the thing's going around. When he got back, it feels like he wasn't even gone for long. It's kind of like welcome back home for him. He knows everything that's going on. We changed a little, but he knows most of it. And he's still that kind of that vet guy to me. Where I came here, he showed me a lot. So I think it's good for me to have him back in the room since I lost Sproles a little bit.